Hello friends, today we are going to learn a very important topic, that is chapter number 11, which is set off or carry forward of losses. Now before I start this topic, let me explain to you the meaning of set off. Set off means adjustment of losses against available income. What is the meaning of set off? Set off means adjustment of losses against the available income. Let us understand by way of an example. Suppose in a particular financial year, say 2012-2013, I earned 5 lakhs rupees by way of business. Say I earned by way of business in printing. And in the same year, I lost 4 lakhs rupees in business, say of computers. Now, set off means this loss of 4 lakhs rupees would be adjusted, adjusted against the available profits. After adjustments, my total taxable income would be at 1 lakh of rupees. This is called as set off and set off. Please understand, again I am telling you, what is set off? Adjustment of losses. Losses would be pitted against the income. And the net effect after adjusting the loss would be taxable. Can I say again, set off is negative. Adjustment of negative with positive. Adjustment of minus with plus. This is called as set off. Now here, this is an example. By way of this example, I have calculated the total taxable income of 1 lakh. But, so this is called as set off. Can we say that set off is nothing but a present act? That is, within the same financial year. Set off means the loss in the same financial year would be adjusted against the profit in the same financial year. Can we say set off is nothing but the present act? Now, the word is set off or carry forward. Now let me explain to you. The same example. My profit is 5 lakhs rupees from printing business. My loss is 8 lakhs rupees from say business, but this is computer business. Now what is set off? Adjustment of minus with the plus. Now I have minus 8 lakhs, so up to 5 lakhs only I will be able to adjust. But this minus 3 lakhs, which cannot be adjusted in the same financial year, would be carry forwarded. What is the meaning of carry forward? Carried, taken to future assessment year. Carried to future assessment year. So this 3 lakhs rupees which remains unabsorbed, which means, what is the meaning of absorbed? That means 8 lakhs rupees loss was absorbed up to 5 lakhs rupees. The balance 3 lakhs rupees which is remaining could not be absorbed because there was no profit. Now this 3 lakhs rupees would be taken to the future year, and that is called as in next assessment years, subsequent assessment years, in future assessment years, this 3 lakhs loss will be carry forward. Now suppose in assessment financial year 2013-14, the profit was say 10 lakhs rupees. Now this loss which was there, which could not be set off, which could not be adjusted earlier, which could not be absorbed, shall be taken here in the next year, and now the total taxable income will be 7 lakhs rupees. So what I want to tell you, dear friends, set off means adjustment of loss in the present account as accounting year or assessment year. But carry forward means to if that is remaining unabsorbed, that shall be adjusted to the future years, and that is called as what you call it. Now this 3 lakhs rupees shall be adjusted in the future year. That's why the topic is set off or carry forward of losses. Losses. Please understand, loss can be carry forward. Suppose I have got a profit of 10 lakhs rupees. I can't say that I will not pay tax in this year. I will carry forward this profit. No, profit cannot be carry forward. Loss, only loss can be carried forward. So this is the introduction of the topic. Now, in this particular section, in this particular chapter, there are very important sections which I will deal with it right now. Now see here. There is a particular section called Section 70 of the Income Tax Act. Under Section 70, it is called as intra-head adjustments. Now what is intra-head adjustments? Intra, within. Intra means within the same head of income. So if, what is intra-head? Within the same head of income. Suppose I want milk, this is an example. Now when I want milk, I am at home. First I would search for milk within my home. I can't immediately go to a neighbor and say, ask him, please give me milk. I will search within myself. So within the same head, I will search about the profits. Now please understand, what intra-head adjustment means? If there is a profit from one source of income, if there is a profit from one source of income and one source of income from a head of income, this is the first equation, and there is a loss from different source of income within same head, in that case, this loss first will be adjusted from the, what do you call it, profit within the same head of income. Now please, for your example, suppose I have business income. I have business income. Say this is assessment year 2013-14. 2013-14. In this assessment year 2013-14, I have got business income from say, what do you call it, I have a business income from say cloth trading, rupees 8 lakhs profit. And I have another business in the same financial year. I have got another business, say, what do you call it, supply of stationery, where I made a loss. And I have got salary income also, or say, income from house property in the same year, where the profit is rupees 6 lakh or 7 lakhs. Please understand what I am trying to tell you. Intra-head adjustments within the same head. Now look here. I have got in this assessment year 2013-14, I have got two heads of income. Heads of income. You know heads of income. There are five heads of income. Income from salary, section 14A. Income from house property, section 14C. Income from business or profession, section 14D. What do you call it? Capital gain, section 14E. And income from other sources, section 14F. Now, this is one head of income where I have got two sources of income. I am doing two businesses. And second head of income is 7 lakhs rupees profit from income from house property chargeable to tax under section 22 to section 27. Now, as per section 70 of the Income Tax Act, what will happen? As per section 70 of the Income Tax Act, the rule is, first of all, if there is a loss from one source of income, if there is a loss from one source of income, from one head of income, and there is a profit from another source of income from the same head of income, then as per rule, this loss shall be adjusted against this profit first. This is called as intra-head adjustments. Is it clear? Very simple. What is the rule under section 70? The rule under section 70 is that if there is a loss from one source of income and there is a profit from another source of income in the same head, both loss and profits are in the same head of income, in that case, the loss must be adjusted against the profit from another source from the same head of income. This is called as intra-head adjustments within the same head adjustments. So this is how we have to learn. But there are certain exceptions to this rule. This is a rule. Now the exceptions are that, what are the exceptions? The exceptions are, if there is a speculation loss. What is speculation? You know very well, speculation is defined under section 43, subsection 5 of the Income Tax Act. And speculation activity is, what you call it, covered under section 28 of the Income Tax Act. Now please understand, speculation is a business, will come under business head. So if there is a speculation, now we are talking about exceptions. We are talking about exceptions to the rule, to section 70. The rule is, loss from one source of income must be adjusted from the other source of income within the same head of income. Now, however, there are certain exceptions. The first is speculation loss. Speculation activity is covered under business head. So I have got speculation loss of rupees 5 lakhs. And I am doing second head of income, say manufacturing, where I earned 17 lakhs rupees profit. Now manufacturing is also a business. You know very well, manufacturing is defined under section 2, subsection 29, BA of the Income Tax Act. So manufacturing is a business. Speculation is a business. Unfortunately, in one financial year, I had a speculation loss of 5 lakhs rupees. What is speculation? Suppose I trade in gold. I purchase gold for rupees 5 lakhs. But I did not take the delivery. I did not really physically take the delivery. And immediately the market falls down for rupees 3 lakhs on the same day. Now I tell the trader that neither you give me the delivery nor you take the delivery from me. The loss is adjusted without taking or giving the delivery is called as speculation loss. It is defined under section 43, subsection 5 of the Income Tax Act. So if the loss is periodically or ultimately settled otherwise than by taking or giving the delivery, then that loss shall be treated as speculation loss. Now speculation loss, speculation activity is a business activity as per explanation 2 to section 28. So here, as per rule, it should have been adjusted against this. But the exception provides that if there is a speculation loss, it cannot be adjusted against the normal business loss. So the taxable income will remain 17 lakhs rupees only. And this 5 lakhs rupees will not be adjusted, which was not adjusted, shall be carried forward. In the succeeding assessment years, in the future assessment years, and if there is a profit in other years, only from speculation activities, only from speculative activities, then it will be adjusted only against that profit. Say there is a speculation activity in the next year and there is a profit from speculation business in next year, then this loss shall be carried forward and what you call it shall be adjusted in the future year. But in the present year, the rule says the speculation loss cannot be set off against the normal business. But I want to ask you another thing. Suppose let us turn the situation. There is a speculation profit of rupees 17 lakhs profit and there is a manufacturing business loss of rupees 5 lakhs. Now I have turned the table, topsy-turvy situation. Speculation loss, loss, now there is a profit of 17 lakhs and there is a normal business loss of 5 lakhs. Can I adjust this loss against this speculation gain? The answer is yes, yes and yes. You can adjust the normal business loss against the speculative profits, but you cannot adjust the speculative losses against the normal business income. Is that clear? This is how we have to understand. Vice versa is not true. Now see here, second exception. Now you know very well capital gains loss, long-term capital loss. Long-term capital loss, you know very well. Long-term capital loss is defined under section 2, subsection 29B of the Income Tax Act. Now, if there is a long-term capital loss of rupees, say, 2 lakhs, loss. Now, as per rule, section 70, this loss has to be adjusted within the same head of income. What is the same head of income? Capital gain only. Now, suppose there is a short-term capital gain of rupees 5 lakhs. Even though the same head is there, this is also capital gain. But long-term capital loss, as per exceptions provided under section 70, even though there is a short-term capital gain, even though both are in the same head of income, even though section 70 provides that the loss from one source of income can be set off against the another source of income provided they are on the same head, but still this particular long-term capital loss cannot be adjusted. This is what you call it, the second exception. Is that clear? So long-term capital loss cannot be adjusted in the same head against the, what you call it, short-term capital gain. Can it be adjusted against the long-term capital gain? Yes! Long-term capital loss can certainly be adjusted against short-term capital gain. Long-term capital gain, but not against short-term capital gain. Third, loss from lottery, crossword puzzles. Mind it well. Lottery income is income from other sources. But suppose I purchase lottery of rupees 10 lakhs. To purchase lottery of rupees 10 lakhs, I purchase the lottery tickets of rupees 2 lakhs. Lottery tickets. Now the problem is, unfortunately, I did not get the prize. So 2 lakhs rupees is my expense. Can I adjust this lottery loss against, what do you call it, income from other sources, some other income, say in bank interest? The answer is no, because section 58 subsection 4 provides that if there is a loss from lottery, crossword puzzles, etc., it cannot be set off against income from other sources, from any other source of income. Is that clear? So these are the three exceptions which we must be clear under section 70 of the Income Tax Act. Now, let us move to section 71. Once you understood section 70, now 71 is very simple. What is section 71? Section 71 talks about inter-head adjustments. What is inter-head? Intra means within. Inter means elsewhere. Inter-college competition means from one college to other college. There is a competition between two colleges. Intra-college competition within the same college. So section 70 talks about intra. Now section 71 talks about inter-head adjustments. Let us take a situation. Suppose I am working, I am doing business. And from business, I have got, say, manufacturing business. Say, and I make loss of rupees 10 lakhs. From manufacturing business, I make a loss. And there is no other source of income from the business. There is no other business I am carrying on. But I have got income from house property, 4 rupees 14 lakhs plus. First of all, I will go to section 70 to search, is there any business income from any other source within the same head? Unfortunately, I find none. Now, can I take the help of other head of income to set off this loss? The answer is yes. This is called as inter-head adjustment. So still, I will have to pay tax on 4 lakhs of rupees income. So can I say, where the loss cannot be set off within the same head of income, can be set off, shall be set off, must be set off against any other head of income. This is the rule. Now suppose I need medicine. First I will search within my home. If it is not available, then only I will go to the chemist shop. Whether it is, now first searching within home is inter, going to intra, and going to the chemist is inter, yes or no? So this is the situation. Now my dear friends, under section 71, there are certain exceptions, that speculation loss cannot be adjusted against any other head of income. Please understand, in section 70, speculation loss was not allowed to be adjusted within the same head of income. That is business income, it was not allowed to be adjusted. When that cannot be adjusted within its own head of income, how it can be adjusted in other head of income? So, what do you call it? Speculation loss cannot be adjusted against any other head of income. Second exception, capital gain loss. Now, please understand, in section 70, I told you that loss from one source can be adjusted against profit from one source provided in the same head of income. Then I also told you some exception, that long-term capital loss cannot be adjusted with short-term capital loss, even though short-term capital loss is in the same head of income. That was intra-head adjustment, it was not possible. In the same situation, capital gain loss, whether it is long-term capital loss or short-term capital loss, they cannot be adjusted against any other head of income. They will be adjusted only against capital gains. Long-term capital loss shall be adjusted only against long-term capital gain. But short-term capital loss can be adjusted, has to be adjusted against short-term capital gain or long-term capital gain. Again, I am repeating, long-term capital loss will be adjusted only against long-term capital gain. Short-term capital loss will be adjusted against long-term capital gain or short-term capital gain. Both are possible for short-term, but for long-term only against this. But if I have short-term capital loss only, then it cannot be adjusted against income from business, it cannot be adjusted against income from house property, it cannot be adjusted against business or profession, it cannot be adjusted against income from other sources. It will be adjusted only against capital gain. Yes, capital gain may be a long-term capital gain or short-term capital gain. Similarly, long-term capital loss. Long-term capital loss cannot be adjusted against income from salary. Long-term capital loss cannot be adjusted against income from house property. Long-term capital loss cannot be adjusted against business or profession or other sources. Long-term capital loss cannot also be adjusted against short-term capital gain. But long-term capital loss shall only be adjusted against long-term capital gain. Is that clear? So, capital gain loss shall be adjusted only within capital gain only. So, these are the two exceptions of what you call it, section 71. Now, let me carry forward the verb, let me explain to you the meaning of carry forward. Before I explain to you the meaning of carry forward, please tell me, I am asking you a few questions. say this is salary income. This is salary income. This is income from house property. This is business or profession. This is capital gains. This is capital gains. And this is other sources. Now, my question is, this is assessment year 2012-2013. In 2012-2013, my salary was 10 lakhs rupees. My income from house property was rupees 5 lakhs loss. I did not have business, I did not have capital gain, I did not have other sources in the same year. The question arises, can I set off this house property loss against salary income? First, I will search, is there any house 70 from a different house? When I don't find it, I will take the help of inter-head adjustment. I can go there. Yes, I can set off. So the total taxable income will be 5 lakhs. Now, second question. Assessment year 2012-2013. Salary income is there 10 lakhs rupees. Income from house property 1 lakh rupees. Income from business or profession minus 5 lakhs rupees loss. Capital gain, what you call it, loss 3 lakhs rupees. Other sources profit 1 lakh rupees. Now the question arises, we have to first adjust the loss. Can I adjust income from house property against salary income? Yes, which I have already told to you. Now, can I adjust the loss from business or profession against salary income? The answer is no. If you will see section 71 subsection 2A, the loss from business cannot be adjusted against salary income. The loss from, this is a rule, this is an act. The law, even though inter-head allows, but loss from business cannot be adjusted against salary income. Loss from business cannot be adjusted against salary income, even under section 71 of the Income Tax Act. Now, can the capital gain loss be adjusted against salary income? The answer is no. No. Why? Because capital gain loss can be adjusted only against capital gain income. So, what is the total taxable in other sources income is plus. Now, the question arises, can I adjust business loss against this other sources? The answer is yes. Please understand, business loss cannot be adjusted only against salary. Business loss cannot be adjusted only against salary, but business loss can be adjusted against any other head of income. So, what is my total taxable income? 10. This is possible. So, 10 minus 1, 9. 9. So, 9 lakhs rupees is my total taxable income. Now, what shall I carry forward? Entire 5 lakhs rupees I will carry forward and 3 lakhs rupees. So, carry forward will be, what you call it, minus 5 lakhs from business and minus 3 lakhs from capital gain. Is that clear? This will be taken in the next year for set off. Now, please understand that another situation, same situation, assessment year, third situation, 12-13. I have got salary income of 5 lakhs, income of house property 7 lakhs, business or profession, what you call it, 15 lakhs rupees loss, income from capital gain 20 lakhs rupees profit. Now, can I adjust this 15 lakhs rupees against salary? The answer is no, because business loss cannot be adjusted against salary under section 71 subsection 2A. Can I adjust this business loss against house property? Yes. Now 15 minus 7, 8 lakhs rupees is remaining. Now can I adjust this minus 8 lakhs rupees against capital gains? Yes, you can adjust, dear students. Capital loss cannot be adjusted, but capital loss from any other head can be adjusted against capital gain, against speculative transactions, against speculative profits. So this is how we have to understand the concepts. Having understood section 70 and section 71, now the things are very simple. Now please understand, I'll give you two examples. That is, now I'll play with section 71A of the Income Tax Act. Section 71. Please understand, section 70 and 71 both are concerned with set off, present act. 71A talks about carry forward of loss from house property. Take an example. I have got loss from house property, rupees, say 20 lakhs rupees loss. And there is a business profit, profit from business of rupees 8 lakhs in the same financial year. Can I set off house property loss against business profit? Yes, I will set off. Now what is remaining? Minus 12 lakhs rupees. Now this minus 12 lakhs rupees shall be carry forward, future years. And this carry forward must be set off in future only against the same head of income. So in next year, I should have income from house property only. Then only this loss will be carry forward. But in next year, if I don't have income from house property and I have got capital gains, then this loss cannot be carried forward. Please understand, once the loss is carried forward, it has to be set off in the same head of income in the future. This you must be very clear. So what I tell you, section 70, intra-head adjustment within the same head during the same year. Some exceptions are there. Speculation loss cannot be adjusted against business income. Even though this is the same head, capital gain loss cannot be adjusted. If it is a long-term capital loss, it cannot be adjusted under section 70 within the same head even against the short-term capital gain. Section 71, inter-head adjustments. Inter-head adjustment, if there is a loss from one head which could not be set off within the same head, will be adjusted in the other head of income. But there are certain exceptions. Loss from speculation cannot be set off. Loss from capital gain cannot be set off, whether it is short term or long term. And loss from business cannot be set off against salary income. Now, my dear friends, 71A talks about, if the house property loss is there, which could not be set off against inter-head, it will be carried forward for 8 assessment years. 8 assessment years. So carry forward of house property loss under section 71A. Now suppose this is assessment in 2012-2013, where I had a loss from house property, say minus 5 lakhs. Up to what period I can carry forward? I can carry forward 8 plus 8, that is 2020-2021 assessment year. This is carry forward. So I can carry forward up to 8 years only. I cannot carry forward as per my liking. 8 years period is limitation. Secondly, business loss can be carried forward up to 8 years. Business loss can be carried forward up to 8 years. Section 73, speculation loss, Section 73, can be carried forward only up to 4 years. And capital gain loss can be carried forward up to 8 years. So, what is the meaning of carry forward? If the loss could not be adjusted, that will be taken to the future years. But there are limitations of years. House property loss can be carried forward up to 8 years. Business loss can be carried forward up to 8 years. Speculation loss, not 8 years, but only 4 years, and carry forward of capital gains up to 8 years. Now, one thing you must keep in mind, if there is a carry forward, then the income, the loss must be set off in future years only against the same head of income. Whether it is a house property, it shall be set off only against house property in future. If it is a business loss, it shall be set off only against the business loss. It is not necessary that the same business should be there. It may be other business, but it must be a business under Section 28 of the Income Tax Act. Speculation loss must be set off only against speculation gain and carry forward of what you call it capital loss only against capital gain in future. And please understand, to claim the set off will be allowed in the present year only when you file the tax returns under Section 80 within the time provided under Section 139, subsection 1. If you delay the return filing, then that loss cannot be allowed to be set off even in the same year. So, return filing is a must. So, can I say the returns must be filed for the loss which is to be set off in the year within the due date which is prescribed under Section 139, subsection 1. Let us take an example. I have a business loss. And my due date of filing the tax return is, say, 31st of July 2013. I filed it on 8th of September 2013, tax return. By claiming the carry forward, it will not be allowed. Please understand. Carry forward will not be allowed. Carry forward will not be allowed unless and until the return of income is filed in time which is prescribed under Section 139, subsection 1. And last but not least, depreciation. If there is a depreciation loss, you know, depreciation is notional loss. The depreciation loss can be carried forward ad infinitum. There is no time period limit. Can the depreciation be set off within the same year against salary income? No. Can the depreciation be set off against business income? Yes. Can the depreciation be set off against income from house property? Yes. Interhead. But once the depreciation loss is there which could not be absorbed, that unabsorbed depreciation can be carried forward ad infinitum. This 8-year rule does not apply. Is that clear? This is how we learnt the chapter number 11. Of carry forward and set off and carry forward of losses. Thank you very much.